This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. First MAC match of the season. It is going to be our Fort Recovery Lady Indians against the Lady Flyers. And I was thinking that the JV match would be kind of all Marion local. Fort Recovery won both matches, 25-23 in the first one, and 25-17 in the second one, with four of our four best freshmen on the varsity team. And Kinley Kramer, I believe, did play on the JV, but she plays a lot for the varsity. I was thinking that we wouldn't have exactly who we wanted out there and our best team out there, but the Marion local Flyers, they have a couple of sophomores and maybe a freshman up on the varsity team also, but as I said, we had four of our best freshmen on the varsity team and not playing JV. So Indians win 25-23 and 25-17 against the Lady Flyers in the JV match. So that went a lot better than I thought it would. I thought it would be fairly quick and we wouldn't be very competitive, but not only were we competitive, we won both of those sets. So we're kind of doing real well right now. So Indians are coming in at 1-1. I'm not sure where the Lady Flyers are, but both teams are 0-0 in the MAC. So we're going to be fighting it out to see who's going to be one of the five teams leading the MAC after tonight. So it'll be Indians and the Marion local Flyers. Upcoming games, we have tomorrow we have football at Allen East. That'll be broadcast on both Fort Recovery Radio and WFRC. Pre-game show at 6:40. We are now calling it the Hometown Huddle, and that is the combination of Fort Recovery Radio and WFRC. So we're going to be doing all of those, and everything, I believe, now should be pretty easily put on both of those stations. So right now we have Fort Recovery Radio and WFRC, but we're going to be called the Hometown Huddle, and that'll be when both stations are on the air. So that'll be tomorrow. That'll be with Darian Sheffer, Troy Holman, and Reese Guggenbiller. And then Saturday morning, JV volleyball starts at 10 a.m. We'll have the varsity match on the Hometown Huddle, Fort Recovery Radio, and WFRC. And then next week, volleyball at Jay County, 6 p.m. JV start instead of 5:30 like Ohio has. They do it at 6 o'clock, and we'll be on both stations again then. And Thursday, volleyball at Parkway, and the varsity match will be on both stations, the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe, and Fort Recovery Radio. And then Friday, football at Coldwater. That'll be on both stations again, pregame show at 6:40. So a lot of stuff coming up here, and they're getting ready for the introductions and the national anthem. So we'll take us a little break. Hey, Harold Feely's here. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mick Spence. What's going on, buddy?
Not much.
Big volleyball game tonight.
Yes, it is. So we're getting ready to go here, and looks like they're getting ready to do introductions. So yep, we'll just take a little break here. We'll be back after a couple of messages.
107.3 WFRCLP is provided by the Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli with soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus freshly made pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also offer weekly take-and-bake meals, plus a full line of catering services from events to party trays. More information is available on their social media pages, and their phone number is 419-375-3034. We thank the Tin Cupboard for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with a variety of providers, including Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, and offer insurance options for vehicles, homes, farm, life, and health. You can reach Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 419-375-4041 for more details.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Cooper Farms with locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties. Founded in 1938 by Virgil and Virginia Cooper, Cooper Farms remains family-owned and operated. Cooper Farms produces a variety of fully cooked and ready-to-cook turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid egg products distributed throughout North America. Cooper Farms also participates in local community initiatives across Northwest Ohio. More information about the company and employment opportunities is available at cooperfarms.com. We thank Cooper Farms for supporting local radio, WFRC 107.3, The Tribe. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Wabash Communications. They provide internet, phone, and TV service across west central Ohio and eastern Indiana, along with technology solutions for local businesses. Wabash also offers local support with service available 24/7 for homes and businesses. More information is available at wabash.com or at 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for backing community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP. WFRC-LP 107.3, The Tribe, is supported by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. Fowler Mechanical has over 20 years of experience providing heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. Their phone number is 419-375-2410, and more information is available at fowlermechanical.com. We appreciate the support of Fowler Mechanical for Community Radio on 107.3 The Tribe, WFRC-LP.
Support for The Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Yeah. Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. A lot of noise here. We have our headsets turned up pretty loud, and it's still a little tough to hear what's going on. It is loud in here. Pretty good crowd. It is student appreciation night, so there's a lot of kids here, and they're giving out all kinds of prizes to the kids that are here, and it's pretty awesome. Each player is coming around throwing a t-shirt as they're introduced, throwing t-shirts into the crowd. A lot of times they're giving them to mom and dad, and sometimes they're throwing them who knows where. But should be a good match tonight.
Could be interesting.
Yep. Have we gotten all of those starters yet, Harold?
I think I do.
All right.
Starters for the Marion Local Flyers will be Hermson Mesher, Grace Moeller, Maya Einstein, Eckstein, Faith Runnebaum, Kate Ashman, and Claire Winter.
Okay.
They're about ready to roll, I think.
They'll probably do a switch there right at the beginning, and there'll be somebody else in there. But we have the main ones for each of us, and I didn't see for sure who's going to be starting for us, but we have eight girls that have played pretty regularly, four juniors and four freshmen.
I do have starters. Neil and Kayla Garkey is going to start, along with Cameron Mullenkamp, Brendan Wilman, Hope Evers, Caden Ranley, Bridget Homan, and Alexis Greasy.
All right.
We are tall. Very tall.
Yes, we are. And we did our switch with the libero, so Kayla Garkey is in there, freshman. So,
yep.
We have three freshmen, three juniors.
So, we are definitely young. Going to be good in a few years for sure, and hopefully get better each game.
And as I mentioned, Indians won the JV contest, which I didn't think we would. Won 25-23 in the first set and 25-17 in the second set. And so we'll see how
this goes. Marion Local's going to serve. It'll be Maya Eckstein bringing it across. She gets it in. Set her up. Kill by Homan, not blocked. Evers drops one down. Indians lead 1-0.
I believe that was Evers, I believe, with the tip over, I believe.
And got
into their blockers. They were expecting a kill, and they got a little tap.
Got the old tip. Homan serving for us. Marion, a tip block went out of bounds.
Yep.
Tied up 1-1.
Yeah, that was Bailey Evers for the Flyers that hit it into our blockers, and we didn't get it back across. So
okay.
1-1.
It's hard staying up with this.
Yes, it is. Fast pace. Yep. Kendall Hess.
Kendall Hess, sir. Dug out. Going to go out of bounds.
It's a nice dig by Kayla Garkey,
but just a little bit out.
Yep. She got under it, but she didn't get it under control.
Yeah.
So
pretty good serve, too.
Yes, it was.
There's the hit. Cross. This time she gets it. Ooh, tough setter. Didn't quite get it to the setter and made it a little tough on Caden Randall.
Yep. A couple of girls weren't sure who was supposed to get that. I think one of our hitters was in the way of the setter.
Kendall has served. There's our set to Bryn Wilman. She hits it, kills in the back. Tip back over. Indians again going for the smash. Nothing. Cameron Mullenkamp all the way to the back. This is some high-pressure balls back and forth everywhere. Kendall Ranley knocks it across. Back over to Marion Local. Tipped it back in the back row. Another tip. Ball is moving quickly. Good block. Again.
I believe that was Evers again on a big hit.
Hope Evers on the kill.
Off of one of their front row players. They weren't up for the block, but still went off of her and went backwards from there. So.
Yep.
So that'll
had a couple nice blocks there.
Yep. I think this is Kenneth Duesbeck in it. Yeah, Kenneth Duesbeck for the first time this year.
Yeah, it is. Kenneth Duesbeck Jr. for the Indians. She serves. She's got it in. There's a slip. That's in.
Yep. They tried to get it up to the setter, and it was too close to the net. She couldn't handle
it. Couldn't get it.
So we're tied at three. Kenneth Duesbeck back to where she was last year with some great serves.
Nice job. Indians coming off of a regional run last year. Great job by the girls. There's a kill.
Yep.
Number 14, Grace Moeller on the kill. Marion Lovell, they take the lead 4-3.
Yep, went into our blockers, but
went
down on our side.
Down on our side, yep. Good hit. Looks like Sophia Salazar is coming in. Going to serve for the Flyers. She's up.
Yeah.
She serves it. Got the serve in. Up to our setter. Cam, nice move. Little tip over there in the right spot.
Tipped it right over their blockers and down in behind them. That
well
was
done.
Great move. Great shot by Cameron Mullenkamp. Bryn Willman.
Bryn Willman's going to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Good set. That was a nice move.
Man, I thought she served that too close to the net. She got it.
Boy, she was perfect.
The setter set it just perfect up there. And
Moeller killed it.
Moeller went up and pounded it almost straight down.
Did. Looks like Kate Ashman going to serve it. Serves it way back to the back. Good set by the Indians. There's a kill. They make a save. Back up again. Holman brings it across for the Maryland Flyers. On the kill, that is going to be a point. Kill for Grace Moeller on that one.
Yep, we got our hands on it, but it came over toward the scorer's desk. And
Grace Moeller, 5'8 senior.
Yep.
There comes Kate Ashman again. She's got it in. Great serve. Went all the way back to Mary Lovell and a bad set.
Gets
a point. They could not get it over.
A desperation dig puts it back on their side.
Yep.
And then they get it back to our side, and they didn't get it back to our side. They bumped it toward the far stands. So
we got Caden Ranley. Going to serve. 5-6. 6-5, I mean. There, Marion Local Flyers lead it. There's a set. Kill. Nice dig. Another great save.
Great save.
And then probably a double hit there.
I think one of our girls stepped on the line down there.
Yeah. That makes the score 7-5.
Kayla Garkey had a great save back there on that. Great dig.
She did. She did. She had a great, actually had two of them.
Yep.
Moeller, sir. Up to Ranley. Ranley with a set. Again.
All right. I didn't see who put that one down.
I think
but that
was Cameron again.
I thought it was. But
yeah, I think that was Cameron again. Another nice little tip.
Yeah,
they work.
Yep. She's
that
been,
gives us a point.
If they did any scouting, they know she can just pound the ball. If they were at National Trail, she killed about 15 of them.
They're up against the fence.
And the last two have been taps.
Mullenkamp with the serve. Got it in. Smash.
Oh.
Kill for number 12. Faith Runnabon.
Yep, we got a finger on it, and then Cameron made it dive at it, but never.
Didn't get much of a tip there. We need to get a tip just to help out the back row a little bit.
Yep.
Looks like the number 20 is going to be the server. Emerson Mesher. Good serve. Deep and back. And Loranley sets. And in.
That one is in. Nicely
done by Hope Evers with a smash.
Yep,
a great
in
set.
That far left corner.
Great set by Ranley.
It definitely looked in from here, but it's hard to tell. We're a lot farther than the judges, and they said in. So
always got to lean for a carry a little bit.
Garkey.
Kayla Garkey.
Puts it about 5 feet too far.
Hit her just a little too far. Makes the score 9-7. Marion Local. Looks like we got Maya Eckstein serving it over. And, I think that was long, Neil. I could have let that one go. But Bryn Wellman smashes it in.
Oh,
gets
man.
Gets himself a kill.
right at that back row lady and
grilled her.
And went. She got her hands on it, but she. Well, it was going to hit her one way or the other, and it went straight down. So
9-8
for the Indians.
9-8. Flyers lead.
Holman again.
Holman with the serve. Saved. Mollenkamp over to the front. Oh, a quick hitter. Just about got it in. Oh, nice save.
All kinds of crazy plays here.
Crazy plays going on. There's back to center. No, a quick hit.
Oh, nice should have gotten that in, but it didn't. They
was a great
dug it out.
Dig. Another dig.
Some great plays here.
This is a great volley.
Oh.
That is in for the Marion Local Flyers on a kill.
Wow. That was a great volley.
Faith Rottebaum on a kill.
Whew.
That was a heck of a point there.
Yes, it was. That was a lot of volleying going on. It was back and
pretty
forth.
Good volleyball there.
I'd say there are three or four great defensive plays on great shots. So, 10-8.
Kendall Hess, the server. She gets it over. Up to Ranley. Ranley to Bryn Wellman. She gets it blocked. And it's going to fall.
Yep, they got that one across to us.
Emerson
and just in front of our back row.
It's a smash.
Couldn't quite get there. I think that might have been Claire Winter, not sure.
Could have been. Kendall Hess. There's over to the Indians. Mollenkamp saves it. Hit up the front.
Oh, man.
That was a tough one.
We didn't do well on that one.
Yeah, we made it. It was a tough pass and a tough set. Pretty hard for her to do anything on that one. Brenda just barely got her hands on it. Here's the serve. Kayla Garkey gets it, goes to the front. Bryn Wellman with the kill, but it doesn't get in. Great block for a point. Nicely done.
They said it went out of bounds.
Oh, they did say it went out of bounds.
Yep.
A great try by Bryn Wellman.
13-8.
Bryn Wellman and
Timeout Indians.
Hope Evers. Hit Timeout Indians. We'll be right back after the break.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC. Support for 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Hull Brothers Case IH, serving the region for over 125 years. Hull Brothers offers new and used farm equipment, including Case IH and Kubota tractors, along with parts and service. They also carry mowers and outdoor power equipment from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. More information is available at hullbrothers.com or by calling 419-375-2827. We thank Hull Brothers Case IH for supporting Community Radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Hey, we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Score is 13-8. Marion Local Lady Flyers are leading volleyball game. Kendall Hess, she's had about four in a row now, three in a row. Need to get a stop. Serve over. Over to Bryn Wellman.
Oh, man.
That's a point. Marion Local.
She got a nice shot off, but the Marion Local Flyers, two blockers were there and put down on our side. So
they
scored about,
nice
I think they've scored four in a row here. I think it was 10-8.
It was. There's the serve. Another tough play. Great save by Ranley running all the way across. Indians get it over. Back over to Marion.
Good dig.
Great dig by Holman. Here's the set. Whistle blows. I think that's point us.
Yes, it is point us.
Might have to land a net there.
I believe that maybe not net, either the net or the line down there. So,
okay, I'm going to say
one or the other.
And he's got a point anyhow. It's 14-9.
Yep, finally broke that serve. So
got
we
got out of there, yes.
Have to get something going here. It's starting to get late.
We needed that. Kenna Deuce coming in to serve. Good serve all the way to the back. Dug out. Flyers with a hit, no good. Cameron.
Who keeping it alive?
Good save by the Indians. Got it back over. Here's the set. There's a push by the Indians. Holman with a smash right there.
And
a kill for
Whoa. Yeah, she smashed that right into the back row, and she had no chance.
Nope, she hit that one hard.
She got her hands up.
Hit that one hard. 14-10. Flyers lead it. Kennedy serves. She got it in. Pass to the front, over to 14, and that's a miss by her. That's a point for the Indians.
That was a big thing there. Grace Moeller hit that and put it right into the net.
She was just looking to hit it over easy, and it hit it right down the bottom of the net. All right, keep it going here. Kenna, another in. Nice, nice, nice. Well done. Nice block.
Man.
Woo! That was a great block by the
Huge
Indians.
Hit and a tremendous block.
Kate Ashman smashed that thing, and Britt and I think it was Hope Evers came up and blocked it.
Yep.
Did a great job, kept it inbounds, and blocked it right where they weren't.
Yep.
Good job. Kenna Dews, this is about her fourth in a row now, too. Keep it going, girl. Good serve. Nope.
That was a little long.
Yep. She just got a little bit too much on that one. Makes it 15-12. Got some substitution.
But we did get, we switched the momentum.
Yep.
We gained 4 points on that.
We did. We needed that.
And that was big. Now we have to get this serve back, but it'll, we should be able to be okay here. Salazar
is going to be the server. There it is. Back. Set. And Bryn.
Set it up for Bryn, but she hit it way too wide.
Tried to hit it down the line and just a little too far.
Yeah, Caden Ranley set that up for her, but it just didn't go where we needed it to, and that's okay.
Yep, absolutely.
We just have to get this, and we can't let them. They're up
four
right now. 16-12. We need to stop. It's getting late.
Salazar with a short one. That's a point. That's an ace. Makes the score 17-12.
Yep, momentum just shifted back to them
big time
on that one.
We need to stop.
We have to get this one. We have to play this one well.
Salazar beating that ball. Here she comes. That is close to being out. Good save by Homer. Hit up. Cameron Monkamp. Get up. Nicely done.
Wow.
Get it over. Indians
got
a point.
The setter got it too close to the net, and the hitter couldn't
get
anywhere near it.
That's what we like.
Yep, we needed that badly. We're down four.
Yep.
Need to get four again
13,
here.
Marin Lee, Bryn Wellman, serves for the Indians. There's the pass up. Quick hitter. Another quick hitter. Nice block. Nice
Flyers
dig.
With some great saves there.
That was a great dig.
And it's setting it up
Brantley
for Cameron.
Sets up for Cameron. Drills it off the back, all the way to the back of the wall. Nicely done. That was a big-time kill there, Neil.
It took two big-time kills to get that because they played that one really, really well.
That was
beautiful.
Brent Wellman will come to the line and get ready to serve again. We trail 17-14.
Keep them rolling, Bryn.
There's a hit. Beautiful, beautiful serve. Coming in the back.
Rolled down, just
went out of bounds.
Yeah, rolled down the net and just dropped just a little.
Alexis Greasy
out of bounds
on that one. She did a nice job, but she did a nice block, but it went just a little too far.
Yep. Ooh, net serve.
Serve, we got trouble.
Serve. We did get it going.
We hit.
It rolled up and hit the net again.
Yeah,
and came down on our side. By that time, we got our hands on it, but we're down five. Now we have to.
Kate Ashman.
We have to roll.
Is the server. There's her second point. Good dig.
Ranley, good, nice one.
Good push out by Kayla Garkey. Gets it over. Flyers for the kill, and it's going to be Indian point.
Yep.
Nice block.
Yep. They blocked our kill, but it went into the net. They tried to play it off the net, but could not get there. We're down four now. Getting late, though. We have to really
run here.
Have to get at least three here. Have to change the momentum.
Caden Ranley going to be our server here. Great serve. Smoked it to the back. Good set. Wow.
Ooh.
She did that perfect.
Wow.
That was a good pass.
Beautiful setup for Moeller.
Good set and a great kill for Moeller.
She pounded that one just about straight down.
That was a big time hit. No block at all.
Yep.
Made it pretty tough for back row.
So the Flyers are the first one to 20.
Grace Moeller coming up.
We need to work hard now. I need to outscore them 10-3.
Time called by the Indians, I believe.
Yep.
20-15. We'll be right back after these messages.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. You'll find Fort Site Fuel at the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49. They're a self-serve fuel station offering top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their pumps accept all major credit cards. Thanks to Fort Site Fuel for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch, located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports.
Roll. Hey, we are back here. Portside Fieldhouse, Indians Trail, 20-15. Flyers have the serve right now. We need to stop right away here. Grace Moeller is going to serve for the Flyers. Good dig by Kennedy. There was a kill for Greasy.
Ooh, man, that one got across
the cross. Here's the set. Oh, what a nice tip by Cameron Mullenkamp. How she got that one in there, I'll never know.
She tipped it right over top of their blockers.
Two different people went right between three of them.
Yep, and the first two times she tipped it over them, the last time before this, she just smashed one.
Yep.
So they don't know what's coming, and she's
pretty good about changing it up a little bit.
Yep.
Beavers checks in for the Indians. Cameron Mullenkamp's going to be our server. She gets it over. Somebody was in the net.
Point Indian.
Must have been the Flyers.
Yep.
I think he said number four, possibly.
Three or four.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell
Salazar
for sure.
Might have got in there, yep. I think.
Somebody did. Doesn't matter who.
Cameron. We're ready to serve. Got a big jump, sir. Nicely done. Up against the net. Oh, that should be, yeah, point, yep. Indian.
They gave it to us, but somebody, they'd already blown the whistle before we hit it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think somebody might have hit the net again.
Yep.
But we'll take it.
Three
point
straight
18.
Points for us.
A great Let's battle roll. Back here. Come on, Cameron.
Momentum change big
Cameron
time.
With a big, another nice serve. Very nice set. And right back at him. Blocked
man.
Again.
Holman and Ranley.
Ranley, a great block.
Man, right back down on their side. Here we go. Tie it up here.
We are trying to battle
Let's go,
back
Cameron.
Here and tie it up.
We're down one for now.
Cameron with another serve. Driven down. That's an ace.
Wow.
Point, Indian.
I don't know how you do that knuckleball serve.
I know.
But she
Time
did that.
Out, Flyer.
And we got a great team.
We got a tie game here, 20-20.
On that one.
We're going to get back. We're going to have a little... Better get a message here quick. We'll be right back.
And A Simple Touch, located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe.
Welcome back. We're 20 now, 5 straight points for Cameron Mullenkamp.
Cameron
Indians
high.
Are rolling now, have retaken the momentum, needed it badly.
Here we go. Cameron with a jump serve. In again. Great dig. Here's the set. Cross.
Oh.
Right in the hole.
Yep, they said it, put it down right, as Diana Rammel used to call that, a campfire, right in the middle of everybody.
Right in the middle of everybody. That was Faith Runnebaum with a kill. Makes the score 21-20. Emerson Mesher's going to come in. Serve.
So they broke our momentum, but we can get it right back here.
Get it right back here. Yes, sir. Nice pass. Here's a kill by Evers. Nicely done.
Oh, nice set.
Beautifully done there. Good pass, good set, and a kill.
Thought she might be a little too far from the net to get a good kill, but she put it down.
No, she did a great job.
At least 3 or 4 feet inbounds in the back.
Yep.
So here we go. Tied at 21.
21-21. Garkey serves. That's in. Here's the set. Way back. Out of here. That's a...
Point Indians.
22-21 Indians. Here we go. Momentum
a little far there. 22-21. We got to love that.
The other day, Garkey had 6 points in a row, I believe, at National Trail. So
we'll get us about three more, and that'd be perfect.
Yep.
Get up. Nobody up for that one. That's a good kill.
They had a nice kill on, went past our blockers.
Maya Eckstein.
Right down that far sideline.
Marion Local Flyers. And she's going to get a serve here, Maya. All tied up, 22. That one's out. She hit it a little far. That makes it 23-22 Indians.
I'm guessing about a foot and a half too far.
Yep.
And it was right by Tammy Post.
Tammy was all over that.
The side judge.
That is going to bring Holman to serve, Bridget. There she comes. Nice serve. It's a good pass up to the Indians on a set.
Get
nice job by Bryn Woman getting it back over after the hit. And a great hit there. Tough one. Hit right in the hole.
Holman made a dive at it. It bounced off the net, and Evers almost got a hand on it to keep it alive, but not quite. Tied at 23.
Tied at 23.
We have to get that point. This
Kendall
point
Hess.
Here.
Kendall Hess, the server. Sir, Cameron Mullenkamp passes to Branley. Branley to back to Holman, who misses the hit.
Completely mishit that one.
Yeah, she went for the kill on the back row. Yeah. The set was in the back row, but she made a nice effort.
Yep.
But
she hit it too quick.
Just a little quick, and like you said, down a little bit. We got to get a stop here. Game point. Branley sets. Wellman, back up. That's trouble. Oh, nice.
It's going to be a battle at the net. And
swing and a miss.
Marion makes the play. So, set number one goes to the Flyers.
That was a great set.
Well, they've already erased it, but I think it was 25-23.
It sure was, man.
Man, they erased the score.
They got rid of that one fast, didn't they?
That was 2 seconds or less.
Yeah, somebody's on their book.
Yeah.
We might as well take a break here and pay some bills.
We'll be back in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater. Installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems, Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a
get back over and a kill on the block. Point Marion Local.
Yep. It went out of bounds, but we tipped it. So.
Yep. On the kill, we tipped it and went out of bounds. So.
Yep, that was some pretty fast action back and forth.
Yes, it was. Maya Eckstein going to serve to the Flyer. She serves in. It's set. Brendan Woman. Nice job by Mullenkamp. They get it over. Free pass. There's a set on the other end, and the block goes out of bounds off the Indian and off the Holman's hand.
Faith Ronnebaum again on that
kill for Ronnebaum. Yep,
and
she's had a few.
We were there, but just went off our hands. It's been a lot of ones
sometimes
like
you
that.
Don't have your hands.
Sometimes we get them, sometimes they get them.
Yeah, hands aren't off turned hands. Quite right.
Yep.
Oh, there went off.
Yep, we didn't play that one well, no. Kayla.
Kayla got him off her hand and went straight sideways.
Yep.
Point, Marion. 3-0.
Yep. We need to break this momentum right now.
Right away. I agree with you. Next time. Her third. Thank you, sir. Got me a water.
Cameron gets
Evers
it
throws it across.
Yep.
Marion Lovell with a kill in the deep corner.
Yep.
That was Kate Ashman, I think, had the kill.
Yeah, I didn't see who it was.
Tell. No, I think it was. I think it was Moore again.
So it's 4-0. We have to break this serve right now.
Stop it. Serve is hard and long and into the net. That was a bad pass by Holman.
Holman
the net.
Holman played it, but it went pretty much straight at the net.
Yeah. Timeout here.
Branley tried to play it off the net, but that didn't work.
No, Travis not liking what he's seeing, so he's going to call timeout, and we'll take a break right after this.
107.3 WFRC LP comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting Community Radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Welcome back, and Indians trailing 5-0 to start set number two. We need to improve our play in the back row. We're not digging those.
Our passes haven't been very good.
Serves. I can't see what that serve is doing, but it's causing our girls problems back there. Yeah. And it isn't anything we've never seen before.
Nope, my ex time's a server.
Both teams do all kinds of tricks with the ball. And
Holman with a pass up to Ranley. Back to Holman. And she didn't get it over. No, she did get it over. Point. They got in the net, I think.
Somebody got in the net, but they're giving them the point. No?
No, they gave us the point.
Now, wait a minute. They gave us the point, and they have the serve, so I don't know what's going on. Okay, yeah.
I was
going
to say, it looks like the official's talking to her and didn't want paying attention. Yeah.
So
it is our point.
Yeah, she said that one of them stepped on the line or was in the net.
It was our point, yeah. 5-1.
Yep. So
a little confusion.
It came down on our side.
Yeah.
But
I think they were in the net.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what happened.
Yep.
This brings Holman. Gonna serve for us.
We need to get several here.
Come on, Bridget. It's a good serve. There's the pass, and then going to have to free one here. Free ball, and here we go. Wellman with the coming around.
Oh, man.
A kill for Brent Wellman.
Beautiful set by...
Ranley.
Yeah, I think that was Ranley that set that up for a back set for her on this right side, and she pounded it past two defenders.
Here's the serve. That's a rocket. Nice serve. Good dig. Everything right there.
And they were able to get it set up really nice for
they
the middle. And she
Bailey
put it
Evers,
down.
I think, had the kill.
Yeah, it killed it right in the middle of everybody.
She did. That was a perfect pass, perfect set, and a perfect kill.
Yep.
That brings 21. She's going to serve for them, Kendall Hess. There she comes. Hits the net. Nicely done. Good save by Brent. Then he's free ball it back over. There's the set. Tipped by the Indians. Should get a set here. Back row set to Holman.
Another one into the net.
Her timing's off a little bit. She swung and missed that one again.
Yep.
We got to get better at that. That's a tough hit from that back row. It always has been.
Yes.
You got to have great timing.
Yep.
Here comes that. Good serve. Good dig by the Indians. Wellman with a smash to the back. Ooh. Kill.
Well, the girl did get her hands up on that one, but it hit her hands and went back over her head.
Straight over her head. 7-3.
One of the other girls was close enough to almost touch it, but she had no chance of getting it under control. So
Kenna Deuce comes in. She's going to serve.
She needs 2 or 3 points here for
us. Would not hurt a bit, would it?
No.
7-3. Flyers lead.
Can't
Indians got to get on a roll here. Good set. Or good serve. Set across. That is out, I think.
Nope. Just barely in.
Just barely in. Makes it 8-3.
Needed that one.
I thought so, too.
Yep, that's okay. We can't let them get more than that point right there. We need to break the serve right now.
Salazar back in. The Lady Flyers. She's going to serve. In it comes. Oh.
It's one of those diving things. You see, it was going to be a dinker.
Like their feet are stuck in mud.
It was a bloop.
She just can't get up there.
Yeah, and
made a nice effort, but couldn't get to it. Ball went down right in front of her for an 8. 9-3, Marion Local. Salazar again with the serve.
We got under that one, and it goes sideways.
Holman got that one, but hit it sideways.
Thanks for calling a timeout.
Yeah, Travis ain't happy with what he's saying.
Yeah, we'll take a timeout with him, let you know
who's
supporting these broadcasts. For the Tribe, 107.3 FM is provided by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage, located in Fort Recovery. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has served the Fort Recovery area for over 25 years, providing services including waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling.
More information is available at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for supporting Community Radio on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC LP.
Calp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold a gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at calppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We're back here. Courtside Fieldhouse. Indians trail 10-3. Salazar serves. That's long. Buddy in.
Up. Right on just the line. Right on the line and in. Yep. We can't let those.
Yeah, we can't take that chance.
No. And
not when you're this far behind.
No, not ever really. But unless you know it's out. You need to know where you are on the court and where that ball is.
Where exactly where it's at.
Relationship to you.
There's the serve. Nice job by Garkey.
Oh, nice one.
Tried to go with a quick hitter. They got it back. Brin again with a smash. Nice save. What a shot by Cameron Mollenkamp.
Yeah, she hit a roll
mid-court,
shot.
Mid-court, hit it, got a rocket. Went across, just barely got over and went right straight down and got us a point. Good job breaking that thing. Brin Wellman. Going to serve for the Indians. Indians trail 11-4. Need a big run here. There's a bad set. There you go. Not sure what to call it. Over there. Yeah, over the line.
Yeah, she dove down and dug that and actually had a pretty good chance for them to get a good shot, but she had landed on the line down there. So another point for the Indians. That's two in a row. We need to get a couple of more. We're down
six. Here, Brent.
And it's starting to get late on us.
Good serve by Brent. Set from the back row. They're just going to have to push it over. Indians have it. Here's the set. Here comes Cameron flying up there. Nice block. Again, we're going to try. Here comes Holman from the back row. And blocked right back on her shoulder.
Yep.
Point, Marion.
And it rolled up her arms. But
couldn't do anything with that.
She did as well as she could do there, but she hit it right into their blockers.
12-5.
Good serve back.
There's a serve.
And we did not.
Went right off.
Right through Deuce's hands.
Makes it 13-5.
That was a rocket shot, and we need to play that better than that. We're not doing well on our serve receives. We're not digging very well back there on the serve.
Back row struggling a little bit. Good servers, though. You got to give them credit.
Oh, yeah.
There have been rockets. Way back, we're going to have to just free ball this one over, and they did. Marin Local. To the set and the hit. Nice block by the Indians. Kendall Rammel with a set. Here comes Cameron. And
nobody touched it.
Must not have been a touch. It just went out.
Yep.
On the back row. Mm. Point, Marion Local.
Hit her too far.
I think it's 14, wasn't it? 1-13. Yeah, there we go. 14.
14-5.
Yep.
We have to get something going here.
Looks like Kate Ashman's going to serve. That one's deep. That's a point.
Yep.
Indians get a point on a deep serve.
We needed that one.
We do need that one. It's 14-6. We need to run off about 5 or 6 here. Kendall.
Yes.
Good serve. Brantley. Nicely done.
Kind of handcuffed her. She had to do it kind of backhand sideways and did not do a very good job of that. So nice serve.
Nicely done. Kendall Ranley. Nice freshman. Looks good.
Yep.
Here's the serve. Good pass up front. Here's the set. And right down it went. Kill.
Yep, right in front of Dews.
Looks like number 5, maybe. Casey Moore. Might have got that kill.
So will.
Well, 15-7.
We're down 8. We can't. It's late now.
Yep. Grace Moeller, the server. She serves it over. That's a good pass. Set. And we just kind of free ball it over. Here's a set for them. And the kill. Good block by the Indians. And I don't know.
And they're going to say they stepped under the net again. Stepped on that line under the net. So
point, Indians. 15-8.
We need to get rolling here.
Evers comes back in for the Indians.
We have to play pretty much perfectly.
Cameron. Good serve.
There's a set. Over and tipped.
Off our blocker and down.
Point.
And I think they said one of our girls was on the line anyway. But
I think 25 Mahoman might have got over the.
Yeah, it was a good kill.
A little bit, but. And a good kill. 16-8. Marion Local Flyers lead.
Let's break that serve again.
Yep. Emerson Mesher. Serve is in. Nice pass by the Indians. Here comes the kill. Homan hit it pretty good. And nice pushover. They put it right where we were.
They tipped it over our blockers. Yep.
Number nine.
We had almost everybody up Bailey. On the front line.
Bailey Evers looked like she had eyes in the back of her head. She threw it straight over and right where nobody was at.
Yep.
Makes it 17-8. Indians trail. There's the serve. Great pass. There's a good set. And that's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. Homan with a kill.
Whew.
Beautiful set by Ranley.
Oh, man.
And a great pass by Kayla Gargi. That's how you do it. That's unstoppable right there if you can get it done.
Yep.
Here we go. Kayla Gargi with a serve. She's got it in. There's the set and the kill. Nice block by the Indians.
Oh.
Somebody, I think we might have touched the net there. Yep, point.
Yep.
Marion Local. Kind of missed the block and touched the net, I'm afraid.
18-9.
That's not what we want.
No, we have to get things going here. First set, we lost 25-23.
Yeah, that was a great.
We did. We were down 20-15 and made five straight
points.
We did
make a run, so we ain't giving up yet. Let's go. Oh, that's... A little miscommunication between the Mullenkamp and Garkey.
Yeah, I didn't know who was going to do it.
Yeah, they both kind of looked. Last second, one of them tried to hit it, and it went straight sideways.
Yeah.
19-9.
We have to do better on the serve receives. We're not doing that well.
Max Stein with a serve. Nicely dug up. That's a good set. And then we tip it over. They get the ball. There's a set and a kill.
We might have touched it, but it doesn't matter. It's 5 feet inbounds.
Yeah, it was inbounds. Kill was Kate Ashman on that one. Makes it 20-9. Got to get a stop right away here. Indian?
That serve receive we did well and had a good setup, but they just outplayed us on that one. That's okay. We just can't misplay those serves.
It's pretty long. It was, I think, called out, but nobody went. It didn't hit it. Shot down the line by Homan. Just a little long.
Just a little
They're
long.
Looking for a touch. No touch.
No.
Wait a minute. Touch.
The girls.
Tammy Post says.
Yep. Tammy Post says we saw a touch.
Point in the air.
She saw what you saw, Harold.
Yeah, I thought we had a touch there. But.
I thought so, too, but I can't see that fast.
That brings Bridget Homan back to the serving line. Nicely done. Good serve. Into the net, point in the end.
They didn't really have it under control, but that was a great smash, but it was just
good
a
hit.
Little short.
Yeah, she needed a little higher or something.
Yep. We're down nine.
Here comes Homan again.
Again.
Service. It's in. And down. Oh. And again.
Oh, man.
Wilman Ettinger.
Wow.
Bryn Wilman with two quick blocks and
so they,
right back at it.
They got the receive and set it, but set it to Bryn Wilman. She smacked it. They popped it back over to her.
Set
she
it to
smacked
her again.
It again, and it went off of one of their players.
That
so,
time they couldn't get it.
Good old Goodwin. Homan again.
Bridget serves. Nicely done. There's the set. Blocks right back at him. Indians point.
Yep.
Point the, 13. That's three in a row. Let's keep it going here.
Their blocker ducked out of the way thinking it was going out of bounds.
Yeah,
and it probably an inch or two inbounds on that side.
It
so
stay in. Bridget Homan for serve.
Here's the roll we needed.
Great serve. Up. I tried to set her, and I don't think anybody's there. Nice save by them. They did get it over. Ranley sets. Bryn Wilman with a kill, but they don't get it. A nice dig by the Flyers. And should be four hits. Nope, must have been three hits. Point, Marion Local. That is going to bring Kendall Hess in to serve for the Flyers. They lead 21-13. Here's the serve. Indians. Nice dig. Wilman tried to get it down. Flyers got it back. Good block by the Indians. There's the set. tipped over to the Indians. Now the Indians are going to go for the set. A kill down the line by Evers, no good. Flyers with a push. There's a set. Ben Wellman, nice play, but nice job by the Flyers.
What a rally. That is cool. Tammy City, and I thought it could have been out, but it was
close. Kate Ashman on the kill. That is... makes it 22-13.
We need a gigantic comeback here.
Yeah.
Even if we don't win this, we need to break their momentum. They have all the momentum.
They got it going
set.
Pretty good. Kendall Hess. Serves. Oh, nice. At least you got it over there. Backhanded it over. But that is a kill with no blockers. Holman couldn't do anything with that one in the back. That was a good kill. Makes it 23-13. Kendall Hess, once again, with the serve, and it's in. Kayla Garkey dug it out. Wellman pushes it across. There's the kill again. That block goes out of bounds. Makes the score 24-13. This is game point for the Marion Local Flyers.
Set point.
Set point.
Yep. You call them sets.
Contract sets, man.
When your daughter was playing, there were games.
There
now
were
they're
games
sets.
Back in. Now we're sets. Yes. Here's the serve. Holman digs it out. Nice job. That's the back row. Cameron Mullenkamp with a kill. They'd make a nice dig. And that is off the wire. That's a point. Point. Marion Local Flyers, and that is a set. Makes it 2-0.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
So hang on just a second. You are listening to WFRC 107.3 FM, The Tribe, and Fort Recovery Radio. We'll be back after this.
Support for The Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP is provided by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli with soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus freshly made pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also offer weekly take-and-bake meals, plus a full line of catering services from events to party trays. More information is available on their social media pages, and their phone number is 419-375-3034. We thank the Tin Cupboard for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza, wing, and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number is 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
We're back. Fort Recovery losing both sets, 25-23 in the first set, 25-13 in the second set. It is Student Appreciation Night, and they are giving out all kinds of things.
Giving stuff away. You got to love
kids like of all ages. And
had free pizza tonight, too, looked like. Probably from Harry Carey.
Yeah.
Brought some pizza in.
Yeah, probably did.
God love him. All right. Looks like Maya Eckstein's going to lead it off here. And be our first server. And it's in. Good pass. Good set. Brent hit it. Not hard enough, though. That's out.
Yep.
Point, Indians.
Somebody would have had to jump really high to be on our side to be able to tip that one.
She had that one pretty high, didn't she?
Yeah, we couldn't have tipped that one.
Nope, no chance.
Birdie Bargy might have been able to jump that high.
Bridget Holman's going to serve for the Indians. First one's in. They push it over. Ramley's going to set. Holman pushes it over. There's a set. Another push. That one.
Ooh, that might have been out of bounds.
Close.
Nope. Called it in.
Chelsea Luthold says, nope, it was in.
Yep,
it was close. 1-1. That brings Kendall Hess.
Tiff McElDonnie's head was in my way, so I couldn't see exactly where it hit.
She blocked it out.
Yep.
Here's the serve. Rocket. Nice job by Kayla Garkey. And Bryn Wellman says, eat that.
Yep.
Bang. It went down.
Here we go. We're up 2-1.
Good kill.
We were down 6-0, I believe, to start that last set.
Yes, we were.
Terrible way
to
start.
A bad start. Yeah. That brings Kenna Deuce in to serve.
Yeah, I just want to say, I think the officials are always doing good jobs. As long as we've been doing this, I think I've seen three bad calls in 10 years.
Set by Raymond. Oop, that one got blocked straight down. Point, Marin Lowe. Makes it 2-2. That was just a little too far up on the net.
Yeah.
Marin pushed it straight down.
Yep. Too close.
All right. We got Salazar coming in to serve.
We need to play her serves a little better.
Yeah, she's been pretty good for him.
Yep.
Long serve, good pass to Ranley. Ranley comes over to Cameron Mullenkamp with the kill.
Off the blockers and into the stands.
Nicely done, Cameron. 3-2, Indians take the lead. Bryn Wellman going to serve for us. Hopefully run off about 5-6.
That would be good. We're ahead 3-2, let's go. Take the momentum and
there she goes.
Run.
Good serve, nice pass, set, and kill. Good block by the Indians. Again with a kill, another block by the Indians, and then a kill for the Indians. There's the push to the back row. Nicely done. Ranley sets. Holman.
Ooh. Go right into their blockers and straight down on our side. That was a great hit by Holman.
That was
and
a good hard
tremendous
hit.
Tremendous block by
Grace Mullen. Grace Muller on the block. Went
that
straight
was
back.
Really good.
That was good. Ties it up 3-3. We got a barn burner so far.
Yep.
Kate Ashman's going to serve for the Flyers. Nice pass. Cameron got under that one a little.
Just about maybe 6 inches too
just
long.
A little
not even
too
a foot.
Far. Yep. That gives a 4-3. Marion takes the lead.
Okay, let's break their serve here. Can't let them get a.
Yep, they need a service break right away here.
Can't get them rolling.
There's the serve. Nicely done. Cameron will push it over. Here's a set. And the kill.
Yep.
Number 5.
Into our blockers and down
Casey
on our
Moore.
Side.
Casey Moore with a kill. Indians tried to block it, but it ran right down.
We seem to be playing, digging their serves a little better so far.
There's the serve.
And as soon as I said that.
Say that, it's a pinball back here.
Yep.
Bounced off two of our girls.
Yep.
Makes it 6-3. Need to stop them right here.
Time to switch the momentum. Have to go right here.
Have to stop them.
We can't let it get going.
Another good serve. Nice dig. Garkey over Cameron with a tip. There's another push over. Indians got a chance for a set and a kill. Yep. Tried to tip and they got it. He's keeping it alive. There's a great, great save in the back row. And a smash by Cameron on our side. Nice save by Flyers.
Oh.
That is a kill for Maya Ekstrom.
Just right down in front of Garkey. She got a hand on it, but never got it more than a
timeout, Travis.
Couple of feet off the ground. So 7-3. We'll take a break.
Take a break.
In just a minute.
7.3 WFRCLP comes from Cooper Farms with locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties. Founded in 1938 by Virgil and Virginia Cooper, Cooper Farms remains family owned and operated. Cooper Farms produces a variety of fully cooked and ready to cook turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid egg products distributed throughout North America. Cooper Farms also participates in local community initiatives across Northwest Ohio. More information about the company and employment opportunities is available at cooperfarms.com. We thank Cooper Farms for supporting local radio, WFRC 107.3, The Tribe.
Hey, we are back here. Portside Fieldhouse, Indians trail 7-3 in set number 3. We lost the first two.
They've scored 5 straight, I believe. We were ahead 3-2. They got the point and then 4 straight service points.
Looks like we're going to bring Haley Easton in for Bridget Holman. Help out in the back row, maybe.
Yep. Bridget's had a great game, but we've had some problems in that back row, and maybe
I don't know if we're
a different person will work. We have Cameron's in the back row. We have some different personnel there. See if we can make something else work here.
Whoops.
Booze. Garkey
nice,
roll shot.
Nice hit by Kayla Garkey to get it over. Here's the set and the kill. Nice block by the Indians. We're going to try a kill here. Cameron with a hit. Nice dig out by the Marion local Flyers. Another hit blocked by the Indians. Back up. Looking for a set. Cameron with a push in over and back in the corner.
It was out.
And it looked like it was out.
Yep. A little wide
on that one. Didn't
we
get a point?
I think we could have gotten our hand on it, but she knew she couldn't control it, and she pulled her hand back.
Yep.
And it's really hard when you're moving around to know exactly where you are on the court, but she had a pretty good idea where she was, and she knew she couldn't handle it if she did get it.
So. Caden Ranley with a serve for the Indians. There's a set by the Flyers. Oh, nice. Quick. Get up. I'm not sure what that was, Neil.
A double hit.
Double hit, possible?
Yeah, that's a
tie. Doggone it. That was a great save by. Just kind of one-handed it out there and got it right where we needed it. Maybe they do call that a double hit.
I don't know.
Seems like a great shot to me.
I think in the 10 years I've been doing this, I've noticed one double hit.
Yeah. There's the pass. Up to Ranley. Ranley over to Cameron. And Cameron put it right where they wanted.
Right over the blockers. And nobody was back there behind them. And
well done. 8-5 now.
Yep. Here we go. We're within 3 now.
And Cameron, after making that point, is going to serve for us. She's got a great jump serve.
Yep.
Puts a little heat on it. Down it goes. Yep. Shots it sideways. Shot over.
Uh-oh.
Get up. That's trouble. Nice save. Cameron Mullenkamp with a great dig. And there's a tip for the Indians. Back over. Marion Luckel's got it. Marion Luckel coming in for the kill. And it is good.
Just barely in on the backside.
Faith Ronnebaum on the kill. Yeah, we had that one. Had a couple of nice blocks by us.
Yeah, there's some pretty nice saves on both teams
both
there.
Both teams did a nice job there.
Yep, we need to
gotta stop them. 9-5.
Yep.
Marion Luckel leads.
Need to go here.
Emerson Mesher going to serve for the Flyers. She serves it to Holman. She passes up front. Here's the set. Holman comes back with a kill. Nice dig. We tried tipping that over. And that is a kill for Faith Ronnebaum again.
Yep. They're digging a lot of our kills, and that's hurting us. 10-5. It's time to...
10-5, we got to
stop. This is where we were last time, and they pulled away from us. We can't let that happen.
There's a serve. Too far.
Yep. We set that for the front row, but it was their front row, and they
Bridget Holman just tapped it right straight down. Yep, a little too far.
We're not controlling that. We have been playing their serves now, but we're not controlling it, and it's that one got away from us and got to them.
That was deep, by the way. Okay,
long.
There we go. 11-6. Indians will get the serve back. Brandon Wellman comes back in, replacing Greasy. Looks like our libero, Kayla Garkey. Serve it over. Nice serve. Oh, a little miscommunication. Ooh. Indians will get a point.
Yep, there was two of them standing there thinking the other one was going to get it. One of them did stick her hand out, but way too late.
One of them went and got it. Point for the Indians. Good job, Kayla. Kayla with a good serve. That's in. There is a pass over. Here's a set for the Indians. They're going to have to pass it over, too. Here's a set and a kill.
Yep, and down in between us.
Ronnebaum again.
Yep. She's a sophomore.
Faith Ronnebaum is having a nice game.
Yes.
Here they come.
12-7. We're down five again.
With another serve. She's had three or four in a row again. Ooh, not a very good.
Hey, we did play it. Darkey roll shot it across, but she hit it wide, wide. Like we're calling another timeout, 13-7. Can't let it get away from us.
Yep.
We'll be back right after this.
For the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Wabash Communications. They provide internet, phone, and TV service across west central Ohio and eastern Indiana, along with technology solutions for local businesses. Wabash also offers local support with service available 24/7 for homes and businesses. More information is available at wabash.com or at 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for backing community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
We are back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. We're giving away prizes right and left for the old Student Appreciation Day. I'm not sure who brought that in. I think maybe Holly Gann when she was
I believe.
But that's such a neat idea.
That's a great idea.
Gets a lot of kids in here, a lot of enthusiasm, and I'd love when we do it.
Especially
next time,
MAC games, yep.
Yep, I believe. I agree. Holman passes it up to Ranley, back to Holman, and down the line. Nice pick up there by the Flyers, and a smash by Ronnebaum. Man, she just seems to be hitting it where we ain't.
Yeah, we have to do a lot better than this.
Yeah, we need to
go down seven now.
Can't blame that on the back row. You got to get a block on her. Somehow you got to get a block on her.
Yep.
Epstein again. Good pass. Ranley with a set. Evers, a little long.
Yep, really long.
Having a little trouble communicating right now.
So we have folks listening on Fort Recovery Radio, our internet, and on WFRC, our LPFM, and also on the Huddle video.
Beautiful. Served by Epstein. Nice pass up front to Ranley. Ranley gives it to Bryn. Blocked down.
Right back at her. She got her hands on it, but it went back over her head. Nobody could.
She hit it hard, but they did a great job of blocking.
The Flyers are looking really good here.
They look pretty good, don't they?
We are not handling their. We have to handle their serve and get a good pass to the setter. We have to do that. So the setter can get a good pass to a good set to our hitters.
Yeah. Maya Bergman.
That's happened about five times today.
That's done again. There's the serve. Holman with a pass. Ranley went to back row, and Cameron tried to hit her from the back row and went out of bounds.
Yep.
Point. Baron Lovell makes it 17-7. Yeah, our passes have not been too good.
No, and on our defense, we have freshmen in there playing.
Exactly.
Three freshmen in there and almost every play.
Some good servers. They're hitting rockets.
Ooh, we're getting got it under control somehow.
There's the set.
They tipped it into our blockers and it rolled down our arm. And
that was a great.
We're expecting a big hit.
Great tip there.
So it bounced back over.
Emerson Mesher got the point on that one, I believe.
Yep. We're down a bunch, 18-7. This is not good.
Eckstein's ran off about 10 straight here. Another sideways one.
Yep.
Kind of losing our focus here a little bit. Yeah, got a regroup
freshman
here a little bit.
Against St. Mary's, our freshmen did pretty well. Against National Trail, they did very well, but they don't see these kinds of serves.
No.
We got National Trail all flustered with our knuckleball serves, and they're giving us problems.
There's a good pass, and there's a set. And Bryn with a kill, a little long.
Yep.
That time they got a good set. Good pass, good
seven.
Too far. 20-7. And I think it was
13-7 at one point.
13-7.
Because we were down six and we called a timeout. So they probably already had several besides that.
Great pass. Tipped over by the Indians. They get it back. We're going to try to hit it again. Evers hits it. Blocked. And he's going to try again. This is Cameron from the back row, and that is out
on the side. Just a little wide again. No
makes
tip.
21-7. Oh, gone.
We can't get it under control.
We just can't get anything yet. Stay in the lines right now.
Yep.
Epstein. This could be her ninth serve. Holman pushes it up. Bryn Lum will bring it across with a free ball. Here's the set and the kill. Off the block point. Marin Local, 22-7.
Wow. And her serves aren't impossible to play, but we can't get them under control where we can get a good pass to our setter so our setter can set up our hitters.
Addison Ike comes in for Marion Local.
We have been playing them, so at least that's better than we were last set, but that's not helping us much right here.
Here comes Epstein. Phew, for these girls 10 in good. A row here. This will be her 10th serve. Holman with a pass. Nice set by Cranley. And Brennan got this thing stopped finally.
Yep. Hit it into the blockers. Came right back to her. She pounded it past them because they had gone down.
Nicely done there.
They jumped up and blocked it, and they were down, and she blocked it or shot it past them again. So
Haley Easton's going to come in and serve. Give home and
finally
break.
Broke that serve.
Woo, that was a long one. 9 in a row she just ran off there.
At least.
Well, let's do the same thing.
Yep.
There's one. Nice serve by Easton. Ace serve. That'll get her a point.
Brueggemann didn't handle that one very well.
No.
Let's try that again.
22-9.
Same person or same thing to somebody else.
Here's the serve. Good set. Nice try for Dig. I don't think she can get to it.
No. She got to it across the scorer's table, but it went on the...
Made a nice dig there.
It went behind the net on the Flyers' side.
And it went all the way on our side. It's trouble.
So it's 23-9. We have to get something to get double digits here, folks, and that's not good.
This is
13 the last set was not good.
That's an ankle. Rocket serve. Nice pass. Here comes, off the head.
Yep, they blocked it back to us. And
Cranley tried to push it over and kind of...
Into their blockers.
They hit it right away, and their blockers put it down fast.
Yep.
Garkey this is game point now, right?
Yeah, match.
Match point. Match point. There's the serve.
Nice dig.
Set. And a push over. There's a set. It was a little high. And he's looking to get another good set here. Brynn.
Back and forth.
Cranley. Brynn.
Off the net, they're playing it.
Nice save by Mary Local.
Oh, great dig.
Great dig. Garkey. Nice save by the Indians. This is a great way to stay alive. Come on, Indians. There's a set clear over to Ranley. Ranley with a tip. Back over to Marion. Marion with a set and a kill, and that is the ball game.
Cameron got her hand on it.
Got a hand on it, but couldn't get it back up. Yeah. Three sideways again. 25-9, I think, was the final.
Yep, I believe it was.
They're pretty quick. Indians played really well the first match, the first set.
Yep, and then I don't know if they changed what they were serving or
I don't know,
what, but they killed us on the serves, and we did not handle the serve receive very well.
Yeah.
Let's come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about it after you catch a few messages from some of our folks that help us out bringing the ball games to you.
LP 107.3, The Tribe, is supported by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. Fowler Mechanical has over 20 years of experience providing heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. Their phone number is 419-375-2410, and more information is available at fowlermechanical.com. We appreciate the support of Fowler Mechanical for Community Radio on 107.3 The Tribe, WFRC-LP.
Support for The Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Zaysha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Good
Welcome back.
We are back.
It is.
Forside Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
Started out good, Neil. We got a great first match. It was nip and tuck back and forth, 23-23 at one time, and
played
they came
well.
Back and beat us 25-23. And then it went a little sideways for us. And like you said, I think, I don't know if their serves got better or what, but we had a hard time getting ball passed up to them.
And I couldn't see that it was knuckleballing, but it probably was.
Something, because we had a lot of them.
Yeah, we didn't play them well.
No.
And again, we had a lot of freshmen in there, and they were.
I like the looks of our freshmen. I think they seem to be having fun.
They'll get used to those knuckleball serves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, too.
They were able to hit those knuckleball serves down at National Trail on last Thursday. And National Trail doesn't play against anybody that does that very often. So they struggled very much like we struggled in these last two sets. And we were able to control that really easily. They had 12, 10, and 11 points against us. But then tonight, we had 23 in the first set, but only had 13 in the next set and got worse after that.
Got worse after nine
in the last one. So
we got a big week coming up, though, Neil.
Looks
like tomorrow, football, we're going to go Allen Eastway.
Yep.
Broadcast is going to be on FRR and WFRC. Pre-game show will start about 6:40 tomorrow night. Indians, this should be a good one. This should be a really good one.
Yep.
Saturday, looks like the volleyball team will be back here hosting Arcanum.
That's going to be another
That'll be a good tester.
Doozy.
Yeah, that'll
now
be
they,
a good one.
They don't play a lot of teams that hit that knuckleball serve, but they have played us several times, and they know that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure they've found somebody that can do that for them to get it so they can practice against it. So that should – they're always a good program, but we'll see how this all goes.
Yeah, it's kind of become a little rivalry for us.
Yes,
it's
a real good rivalry.
Too. It's a fun rivalry.
Yep.
10 a.m. tomorrow morning, JV start, and then –
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, I mean. The JV start and varsity.
I don't want to be out here on Friday morning.
No, break on Friday. Nobody's going to be here. Varsity match, that'll be on FRR also and WFRC. Next week, Tuesday, volleyball will be at Jay County, 6 o'clock, JV start, with a varsity match on WFRC and the Tribe.
Yeah, so we usually start at 5:30. They start at 6.
6
so
over
it's
there.
Be a half
so you have
hour
a little
later.
More time. You want to get over there early and get something to eat or whatever you want to do, but you got a little bit more time. Thursday, looks like volleyball will be at Parkway. Parkway's going to be very good this year. Going to be fun to play.
Yep.
Just to see how good they are. Their varsity match on the Tribe and the FRR radio. And next Friday, will be the Coldwater Cavaliers over there. Broadcast on 107.3. The Tribe and Fort Recovery Radio. Pre-game will start about 6:40 next Friday night against the Cavaliers. So football, we're in fall spring. We're in a big swing going right now.
Yep.
Starting to play everything and enjoying it. So
And everybody's I thought we played pretty decent tonight, but couldn't get that serve receive under control to get a good pass to the to the setters and
It was just hard getting a good pass up there.
Basically, eight players, maybe nine players now with Kenna Deuce. Four or five juniors and four freshmen played. And
we're definitely young. We just got to keep getting better.
Yep. And Cameron Cameron Mullenkamp and Bridget Holman both played quite a bit last year.
Yeah.
So that's coming back. But the rest of them are a little inexperienced. So in varsity play.
Yeah.
So we have to. We have a long way to go. I thought maybe we had gotten there last Thursday when we played at National Trail, but we showed we still have some work to do.
Got a little work to do,
especially serve-receive, and that'll be something I'm sure he'll work on along with a lot of other things. But I thought we played well. The effort was definitely there.
Definitely was. I thought so, too.
I thought it was just pretty good. So
we're getting there.
Anything else you want to throw out there?
I think everything else looks pretty good.
Well,
we'll be tomorrow night. We're going to go Allen Eastway.
Yep.
So get up there and everybody get up there and watch the game if you can. You can listen to it on FRR and WFRC.
Yep. Well, thank Dylan Klinke for doing all the
great job,
all the hard work here.
Great
Harold
job.
And I doing all the talking and
we jabber jaw around and you keep us going.
Dylan, make sure everything's working. So we'll see you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!